In this episode, you will discover signs that you might be sleepwalking as an entrepreneur with a podcast and how to fix it. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast. Hello, my name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Tyg O'Shea.
Now, Tyg, we've been going back and forth and people are probably wondering, what the F is sleepwalking? What does it mean? Why are we bringing it up? And potentially, could our listeners listen right now? Could they be sleepwalkers? Are we sleepwalkers?
Maybe. Tell us more.
So look, this idea of sleepwalking comes from a book called Reality Transurfing. Yes, it's very woo-woo and all about manifesting your dream life and all that good stuff. But I've got to say, it's an incredibly potent and strong book. And it talks about this concept how a lot of people through life sleepwalk. They're not intentional. They walk through life without any clear direction, without any clear motivation. They just exist and hope that things just magically happen. But then we have another type of person who is far more present. I don't know, Tyg, have you ever met someone at a party, at a wedding, at a festival, or maybe just at a club or, you know, I don't know, like Starbucks or something, where you speak to them in just a brief conversation and you can tell that they're moving through life with such force, with such fierceness, with such intention. You can feel it. They've got that walk, that stride. They're on a mission. So we have these two avatars, one's a sleepwalker and one's a guy who's super present. So I'm bringing this up, right? What we find is a lot of podcasts that we speak to, and we've experienced ourselves, we've been sleepwalkers, where essentially we're sleepwalking through the process, hoping that growth will occur. But when you're a sleepwalker, it's very hard for you to actually make good progress, for you to see quantum growth, for you to have massive growth in your business, life, personal life, in everything, because again, you're sleepwalking. So what exactly is that? Sleepwalking is the feeling that you're stuck in the nuts and bolts of the motions of how things are going. Sleepwalking is essentially you not being intentional when you're creating with your podcast specifically, because it can happen with life, but it can also happen with your podcast. And of course, we're podcast coaches. We're here to help you grow your podcast, again, clarity on why it's not growing. And one of those reasons is because most podcasters are sleepwalking.
Well, yeah, I mean, that explains it. And I think a reason why most podcasters are sleepwalking, by the nature of starting a podcast, it would imply that the person is quite switched on and intentional and not sleepwalking. But what that fails to address is, of course, most of our audience are entrepreneurs with podcasts, and most people with a podcast, it's not the only thing in their life. So unless you're very careful, unless you make a conscious effort not to, we all end up sleepwalking by default, right? Because it'll just not be the first priority. Other things in the business will be the main focus. And soon the podcast is just this thing that you're doing in the background, stoking the fire, but again, you become unconscious with it. So I think this is a very potent episode. And Anthony, how does sleepwalking manifest externally? What are some signs? I know you said feeling lost and all this high-level like mental stuff, but just tell me on paper, what are the external symptoms where if you look at a podcast or listen to a podcast, it implies that the podcaster is indeed sleepwalking?
That is a fantastic question, right? So the first thing that I have to say is sleepwalking essentially spawns, or where it starts is by when we switch off, like you mentioned, Tyg, and we stop creating intentionally. So how does this, what does this look like, right? Not creating intentionally. An example of this could be getting lazy with your episode titles, thinking that good is good enough, not going that extra mile to really ask yourself, what will my listeners gain from this specific episode?
Right. Titling them the name of the guest, for example, and just that. You know, that's a classic, like episode 99, Anthony Wineri. That is in an episode title.
If you're listening to right now, you don't just have the name of your guest.
One too many times at this point.
Okay, fair enough. But it might be simply the name of the guest, and then it's like a very generic title, like a ChatGPT title that's not had much thought.
Like Courage and Inspiration with Anthony Wineri.
That would be sleepwalking. Tyg, what's another example?
Using AI-generated show notes and not checking over them or not really thinking about how they can actually capture a reader. I'm not saying AI show notes is conducive to sleepwalking, but if you're just someone that's, you've got the podcast, you're just doing the show notes and you're just running them through the AI, leaving it all to that, not checking over, just going with it and not being intentional about making sure they turn a reader into a listener, that's sleepwalking.
Sleepwalking is having a podcast that isn't optimized for podcast SEO, where you don't have the keywords in your title, even though you might be aware of podcast SEO, not going the further mile to apply podcast SEO to help you rank high on Apple and Spotify, which is what podcast SEO is meant to do for. And again, I want to just make this very clear, right? We all sleepwalk. I sleepwalk all the time, right? But we're trying to give you some of these telltale signs so you can ask yourself, have I been sleepwalking? And hopefully we can all wake up together, because it's so easy to do when you get stuck in the nuts and bolts of running a podcast, being a business owner, a busy entrepreneur. That's so easy to just be like, oh yeah, let's go on with it. You're trapped in the motion of things.
That sounds very wholesome, waking up together. And by the way, did you mean telltale or tale-tale? I'm not sure which one I heard. But another sign of sleepwalking is having a weekly interview podcast just because you haven't thought about anything else. Again, I'm not saying that at core means you're sleepwalking, but if you've just done that because you haven't taken the time to think about how you can make your podcast stand out, or how to make it different, or if that's genuinely the most engaging format for your audience, and you're just doing it because, well, that's just what podcasts seem to be, sleepwalking.
Sleepwalking is promoting on social media, saying, check this out, check that out, and not really reviewing how well your social media promotions are actually performing. Does it actually help me grow? I'm taking these actions for months, years. Is it actually working? Again, being stuck in the nuts and bolts of the way you've done things in the past and not changing, even though you're not getting the results you want from your show.
Cool. So I think we've hammered the point home what sleepwalking looks like on the outside in podcasting. And again, no shame, because we're all doing it in some part of our life. So I think you could argue it's impossible not to be sleepwalking in at least one area of your life.
100%. The missus will be telling me some story about what's happened, and sometimes I'll switch off and think about something else and I come back. She's like, what was I saying? And I'm like, I'm not too sure. I'm not going to say yet. We all sleep in different areas of our life, and as well as business, right?
Exactly. And that's just natural, again, because not everything in your life is number one priority at every time, isn't it? So again, natural. We're just pointing out how it looks in podcasting. But that's how it looks on the outside. So Anthony, if that's what's going on the outside, then what's going on internally?
That's a great question. So from what we can see, this is a peculiar thing that happens. And I'm going to talk about my experience when I've been sleepwalking. For example, the business. And again, I'll show you how it manifests with podcasting. The internal states are basically always the same. It's this feeling of feeling lost, feeling like you're just guessing through things, feeling like you're not really making as much progress as you could be, feeling like you're stuck in the nuts and bolts of the way you've done things in the past, but not really feeling like you're making massive progress, not feeling like you're really finding success with what you're doing. You know, that's the internal state. Because I'll tell you this, like, when you're not sleepwalking, you're present and you have clarity in your podcast or your business, podcast specifically, you see the progress, you see the growth, and more importantly, you're constantly changing things and testing things and seeing if your test is working. Oh, did my promotional strategy work? Oh, did my podcast SEO help me rank for my keywords? Oh, did that guest with loads of followers on social media, did them coming onto my podcast actually help me grow? And if they didn't, what do I need to change in order to get better results?
Or even just dialing it down right back to the foundations of the podcast, like what the podcast is. Again, to the weekly interview point, I think, and I feel like I've been picking on that example a lot recently, just because it is just the most bog standard. If you're doing a podcast and you're putting the least amount of thought into it, that's probably what the format's going to be, right? And that's how it's going to be. But just thinking, okay, this isn't growing. And instead of just thinking, this isn't growing, but I suppose consistency is key, slow and steady wins the race. I don't know, is what people say, so I guess I'll just carry on going. Instead of thinking that, thinking, how could I make my podcast more engaging to keep people around? Is there maybe something I can change about how I interview people? Hang on a sec, are interviews even the best? Should I mix it up? Should they be an hour? And actually really thinking about these things. There's one thing thinking about them, you actually have to implement them as well, right? Sleepwalking is listening to this podcast, hearing all the stuff and not actually doing any of it, which I'm hoping, if you're listening right now, is not you. I trust it is not you. But that would be another example, so I had to throw it in.
And these are all the signs we have to look out for in our lives and in your life as you walk through your life, as you create your podcast. When you feel that frustration, that being like, I don't know, even if I'm speaking, I don't even know who my audience are. I don't even know who I'm trying to target with my show. That feeling there, don't put it aside and just put it to the back burner and say, I'm too busy for that. No. Saying I'm too busy for that sleepwalking, look at it and see it for what it is and ask yourself, well, how can I improve? Like Tyke said, I'll sleepwalk a lot in different parts of my life, and it's going to happen from here to there. But again, it's understanding the signs and then knowing when to catch it and then when to make some changes. And that's what we really want to encourage you to do. So many people have genuinely incredible content. They have so much value to provide to the world, but oftentimes they might be sleepwalking through, so they can't make the progress, they can't make the impact, they can't make the money, they can't build the audience they want because they are sleepwalking hoping things will magically take off, and they're not creating intentionally about who the podcast is for. How do I turn more strings to listeners? How do I get those listeners coming back for more? How do I be found organically through podcast SEO, ranking my podcast higher on Apple and Spotify? And how then do I get exposure on bigger podcasts versus my own?
Yeah, I think that's another one, right? Another sign of sleepwalking is not asking the questions to yourself and not thinking about the questions. Or maybe you think of them, but they're gone in a blip. But people who are awake and intentional are thinking about these things. They're asking the questions. That brings things to a nice close, because for anyone listening right now, think, again, we're all guilty of sleepwalking at some point or another. So think, could you be sleepwalking in your podcast? Maybe it's one of the physical external signs we mentioned. Maybe you realized, okay, my format is maybe a bit overdone in my niche and haven't really given it much thought. Maybe I'm just blasting out show notes without thinking about if they're even good or not. Maybe I'm just writing a one-liner for them. Maybe I just title my episodes just by number and haven't even thought about how that's going to get someone to listen. Maybe some of that is applicable, and there you go. That's a great place to start. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. What do you actually do with this information, right? How do you know if you're sleepwalking? And if you do, then how do you wake up? And again, we're all guilty of it. It's just whether you're doing it in podcasting or not. So hopefully this episode has given you some food for thought. You know, we've given some examples that maybe you can instantly identify with. And again, these are tip of the iceberg. There's so many, but maybe in the off chance, one of the physical examples stuck out to you and you suddenly realized, actually, maybe my format of my podcast is quite uninventive for my niche and actually I should give it some more thought. Or maybe I'm just blasting out show notes from the AI or even just writing like a quick one-liner for them and I've never really stopped to think about whether that converts the best. And if you can identify right there, then that's brilliant. Have a great starting point. And if not, because again, these are just the tip of the iceberg. There are hundreds of these. But the bigger commonality is in how you're feeling about it, right? Do you just feel like you're guessing and not really knowing what's going on with the podcast? Do you just feel like you're running it, kind of knowing in the back of your head it's not getting anywhere, but just assuming, hopefully assuming that things will just take off if you carry on long enough? And if that's you, then again, the solution, it all starts with being intentional about what you're doing. And that could be a whole nother episode, how to be intentional, right? But I think we've given enough context for some good food for thought.
And look, who knows? You might get to the end of this podcast and think, guys, please, you've said all these signs and I'm not a sleepwalker. I'm that guy who's on a mission and I know what I'm doing. Guy or gal, right? That I'm on a mission, I know what I'm doing, I'm being intentional, I'm creating and I'm looking at all these different aspects of my podcast and I'm being intentional with who I'm speaking to, how I track them, how I keep them in and how I monetize my podcast. And if that's you, you're an absolute winner. You're an absolute winner and we should be more like you.
For sure.
There you have it. Those are the signs that you might be sleepwalking and how to fix it. And look, if you haven't already, be sure to go down to the show notes and grab your free copy of our best-selling book, Podcast Marketing, or typing www.getmorelisteners.com/book. And of course, what you'll also get is a totally personalized mini show audit. So again, that's completely personalized to you and your podcast. Yes, like I've said 1,000 times, this is absolutely 100% a bribe and a way to get you into our world and what we're doing.